I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israel deployed tanks to the northern part of the Israeli-occupied West Bank on Sunday, the first deployment of tanks in the area for more than 20 years, and pledging to keep troops in place for the next year in areas where Palestinians have fled. Israel says the offensive is meant to crack down on Palestinian militancy. Defense Minister Israel Katz said Sunday that troops will not allow Palestinian residents to return. Fayez al-Said is a Jenin resident.
The occupation's army destroyed Palestinian shops and infrastructure. This is the way to execute their policy of displacing the Palestinian people from their land. Our response to that is we are here and we will not leave our country.
President Donald Trump's special envoy for the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, said Sunday that the U.S. expects the second phase of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal to go forward and that he would visit the Middle East in the coming week. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said Sunday Israel was waiting to deliver 620 Palestinian prisoners and detainees, quote, until the release of the next hostages has been assured and without the humiliating ceremonies, unquote. Hamas handed over six hostages from Gaza on Saturday. Germany is preparing for the results of its snap elections after voting Sunday, with conservatives the strong favorites after a campaign rocked by a far-right surge. Berliner Sheila Fischer says this election is pivotal.
It is definitely important, especially nowadays when you have political forces in Germany that are perhaps not in favor of the best of democracy, that you mark your ballot in the right place.
Germany is the most populous country in the 27-nation European Union. It will be central to determining the continent's response to the challenges of the coming years, including the Trump administration's confrontational foreign and trade policy. This is VOA News. Hundreds of thousands of people have packed into a stadium in Beirut and nearby streets for the funeral of Hezbollah's leader, nearly 5 months after he was killed in an Israeli airstrike. Crowds surrounded the coffins of Hassan Nasrallah and his cousin and successor, Hashim Safieddine, during the funeral procession, with many carrying pictures of the Hezbollah leaders and the Hezbollah flags. The mass funeral is aimed at showing strength after Hezbollah emerged battered from last year's war with Israel, which killed most of its leadership and thousands of fighters and wrecked destruction on South Lebanon. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said Sunday he was willing to give up his position if it meant peace in Ukraine.
If it's about peace in Ukraine and you really want me to leave my position, I'm ready to do that. Secondly, I can exchange it for NATO if there is such an opportunity. I'll do it immediately without a long conversation about it. I'm focused on Ukraine's security today and not in 20 years. I don't plan to be in power for decades, therefore that's my aim and my dream.
Russia launched several waves of missile and drone attacks overnight, targeting Kyiv and other parts of Ukraine, killing one civilian in Kryvyi Rih and damaging buildings and cars in Kyiv and elsewhere.
Now that the Pope is sick and all the news that we are getting about his health, but we thank God that despite all that, he's in safe hands, he's in hospital, and above all, he's in safe hands of God. My prayer is that he gets well.
Grace Wahito from Kenya is but one of the faithful from around the world wishing the 88-year-old Pope Francis well wishes as he battles double pneumonia and remains in critical condition in Rome's Gemelli Hospital. The Vatican says Francis is still receiving high flows of supplemental oxygen after he suffered a prolonged asthmatic respiratory crisis and blood transfusion Saturday. More clinical tests are being conducted. Doctors have said Francis's condition is touch and go, given his age, fragility, and pre-existing lung disease. M23 rebels, whom Kinshasa's government designates as terrorists, advanced on several fronts in the Democratic Republic of Congo's volatile east Friday as the UN Security Council for the first time called on Rwanda to stop backing the armed group and halt the bloodshed. Its rapid advance has sent thousands fleeing. Alfred Musubao Maliro is the lieutenant colonel and political commissioner for M23.
Our fight is not about control of the country, because if we wanted to take the country, we would already be very far along. We are fighting solely for change.
Fighters took control of the South Kivu provincial capital Bukavu last Sunday, weeks after capturing Goma, the capital of North Kivu and main city in the country's east. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.